What train, was that?
That's the train whistle.
Wait, that sounded lame.
What, the train whistle?
Yeah. It's all right.
It's the orange blossom bloom.
Okay.
It is almanac time now. Friday, April 4th, 94th day of the year. Terry, do you have your gons but not forgottens as applied?
Someone's looking for them right now,
as
in fact.
Provided by Neil's staff.
Yes.
They're there. You look in the little task bar on the bottom, you'll find something that looks like a notepad.
Yeah.
Minimized. It should be there.
Yep. I'm seeing one of them right now.
All right. Very good. Friday, April 4th, 94th day of the year, getting close to tax day. How you doing on your taxes?
Rich just took them in yesterday.
Good job, Rich.
Yep, and he didn't want me to go in because I get too stressed out.
It is stressful.
Them yep.
So the U.S. and 11 other nations established NATO on this date.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
How about that?
North Atlantic Treaty Organization.
Isn't it trade? Treaty?
No, you're thinking of NAFTA.
Oh, yeah, NAFTA. The giant sucking sound, according to what's
Ross
his name?
Ross Perot.
Who I voted for back then. I had my Ross Perot coffee mug that I used as a toothbrush holder.
NATO effort to, well, basically it was Soviet aggression. Here come the communists. We need to band together these Western European nations with the backing, of course, of the U.S. And I believe we probably paid for like 90% of the thing.
Yeah.
And they've never paid us back.
Yep.
You're welcome.
Ingrates,
exactly.
Moochers.
You know what it reminds
me of? When you go out to eat with someone and they never pick up the tab.
Yeah.
That's what it reminds me of.
That's what Europe is. That's what Europe is to us.
Yes.
Yeah, they've given us a tower and a few other things. Yeah, they gave us Ricky Gervais. There's a few things that we really appreciate.
By the way, Rich and I are kind of the not pick up the tab when we go out with our kids.
Good job.
Sorry.
Hey, oh, yeah. 1968.
Good evening. Dr. Martin Luther King, the apostle of nonviolence in the civil rights movement, has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee. Police have issued an all-points bulletin for a well-dressed young white man seen running from the scene.
As James Earl Ray, well-dressed. I never saw James Earl Ray as a well-dressed man, but maybe on that day he dressed up so he could assassinate Martin Luther King Jr.
Hmm.
Sad day this date in a tumultuous year, 1968.
Oh, yeah, that was
You were alive then.
I was alive.
You
know what? Hearing Walter Cronkite, it's like his voice takes over the story.
Oh, it does.
Doesn't it? It's like
he commands it. The most trusted man in America there for so many years.
Now it's kind of jarring, isn't it?
But, you know, when he played Monopoly, he cheated, so you could not trust.
Did he?
You could not trust Walter Cronkite playing board games.
He always wanted the top hat.
He did.
He's one of those kind of guys.
And that audio clip is dedicated to Larry, because we've got a new initiative here on the Bob Morning Show. Make the 9 o'clock hour great again, because we don't want the low ratings of the morning show to spill on into 9 o'clock and kill that hour.
Oh.
So I've scaled back some of the audio on the almanac. So no audio. My original stance was no audio during the history bits. But Larry said, no, we can't do that. So we're going to have, we'll have a history bit audio of the day. And there it is right
there.
So
many rules.
Well, you know, sometimes.
In your almanac.
You got to become restrictive sometimes. You can't always be willy-nilly. 1975, Microsoft, have you heard of them? They were formed on this date, founded. Bill Gates and Paul Allen, those guys have made some money.
Mm-hmm.
He had to be smart in order to come up with Microsoft. But didn't they steal Windows from Apple, or was it vice versa?
I don't know.
Because Steve Jobs worked with those guys, and somebody stole something from somebody.
Yeah.
But that was...
long gone.
Are you a Microsoft, or do you have Apple?
I have Apple.
Do you have Mac? Do you have a Mac?
No.
No, but you have Apple phone. You
Apple
have an iPhone.
Phone.
Okay.
Yep.
That was in 75, 89. How about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar? What a career.
Yep.
Remember Kareem and the Skyhook? And the goggles. Where did you meet Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
He was at the station. Came in.
That had to be a fun... They called him Cap. You know, he was Cap. He was captain of the Lakers, so they called him Cap.
I'm sure he was in.
I tried to mimic his skyhook when I played basketball. Mine was probably more of a Randy Brewer skyhook. It wasn't Kareem. But Lew Alcindor Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He played his last NBA game this date. What a career.
And what year was it?
1989. I think he retired as the all-time leading scorer in NBA history. That, of course, has been eclipsed by, is it Jordan still, or has James surpassed Jordan?
Oh, yeah, James.
I don't know. I've lost track.
Yeah.
Too busy streaming.
I like Jordan, but I don't, James.
LeBron James is not as good as Jordan.
No, I don't
think
so.
I mean, just
so.
The fact that he flops. I don't ever remember Michael Jordan ever flopping to try to get a foul.
Yeah.
When he was playing
defense.
Yeah,
that's a great point.
He never flopped. He never embellished that I can remember. James does it all the time. There was one video of him, you know, guy breathed on his eye and it looked like he got jabbed with an ice pick in his eye as he fell backwards. It's unbelievable. 2013, we lost Roger Ebert on this date. He and Siskel, they were the gold standard, I think. I mean, Gene Shalit, Leonard Maltin, you guys are great, yeah. But, you know, the phantom film goer.
Gene Shalit.
But Siskel and Ebert, they were the gold standard.
That was a fun show, actually.
Roger Ebert, he was the more hefty of the two, a little more husky.
Yep.
He died at the age of 70. He had been battling cancer. And then, speaking of NATO, Finland became a member of NATO. 2023, 2 years ago, gave us another little country right there next to Russia, so we can keep an eye on them.
St. Erho's Day, they celebrate there in Finland.
Well, no, they made that up.
Oh, is that
that's made up?
Up
in Minnesota?
When you drove the snakes out of Finland.
Grandma Carol, who comes to the All Request Lunch Hour, I think she said her grandfather invented St. Erho's Day, which is the day before St. Patrick's Day. They wear purple.
Yes, I worked with a weatherman named Toivo.
And I'm familiar also with St. Erho's because Finlayson in Pine County was in the listening area of my first station, WCMP, and we would hear all about St. Erho's Day from the listeners up in Finlayson.
Yep.
So that was 2023. Birthdays now today.
No, I'm not mad. Yes, you are. You're still mad? I can tell. Luth, I just said I wasn't mad. Yes, you are. If you weren't mad, you'd ask me how my weekend was.
How was your weekend?
Not so good. I spent the whole time worrying you were still mad.
Listen, we had all this out on Saturday night. Yes, I was mad and I had a right to be. You bet against the team. That's one thing to be negative around here, but it's another thing to go public with it.
I wasn't trying to be negative.
Wait a minute. You don't think predicting that we'd lose 44-3 wouldn't be negative?
I thought we'd lose 44-0. I just threw in the three to be positive.
I can't talk about
one of the great coaching duos. I mean, Bud Grant and Jerry Burns were pretty good.
Yeah.
But Luther Van Dam and Hayden Fox were pretty good as well. And Craig T. Nelson, who was the coach of the Minnesota State Screaming Eagles. Or were they screaming? They were screaming or screaming. He's 81 today, the actor Craig T. Nelson. Poltergeist, too. He's in Poltergeist.
Wow.
He's in the new Young Sheldon show and now the spinoff. He's on that with a recurring role. Craig, can you believe he's 81?
No.
No, I can't either.
Wow.
She's a broken lady.
Familiar with the Gatlin brothers?
Yep.
Waiting to
here they are harmonizing. The Bee Gees were the Gatlin brothers of disco. I don't know if you knew that. Steve Gatlin, you had your Rudy, your Steve, and your Larry. Larry, of course, was the leader. I believe Larry's the oldest, but Steve Gatlin here today. 74, the Gatlin brothers. Steve, he was the one with the glasses and he had the beard. He was the shorter one. Then there was the tall, skinny one.
I don't think I knew what they looked like, but
check it out.
They could sing.
Yeah, they certainly could. El Chapo, 68 today.
Now, he was a short guy.
He was a short guy, kind of stubby, obviously drug lord from Mexico. I bet you he was very good at those escape rooms.
He did not look like a drug lord.
No, he didn't. He looked like a guy running a bakery.
Kinda, yeah.
Mexican drug lord. He did escape prison like twice. I mean, there was the one where they had the little thing with the motorbike and the tunnels and everything. It was quite the deal.
Where is he now?
He's in prison.
Are you sure?
Oh,
I just want to say he's a very handsome man.
Maybe he's got a doppelganger. Maybe he's waiting out in the parking lot for you. I don't know. But he is 68. So we got some funny people here today.
Who told you to put the cheese on? Did I tell you to put the cheese on? I didn't tell you to put the cheese on.
Jerry Seinfeld on the phone.
You people with the cheese. It never ends. Hello? Mm-hmm. 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 Good Samaritan law. But you don't have to help anybody. That's what this country is all about. That's deplorable, unfathomable, improbable. Hold on.
So, he was, when the Seinfeld crew needed legal advice or legal help, they would go to Jackie Childs.
Yep, Jackie Childs.
Jackie Childs.
And now there's a commercial that kind of, the guy talks just like him.
Exactly.
And it's real.
Because Jackie Childs is a big deal, because he was basically doing Johnny Cochran.
Sure.
Phil Morris, who played Jackie Childs on Seinfeld, happy birthday, 66. You know who his dad was?
Really?
Greg Morris, who was on Mission Impossible.
I could see they do kind of look, he does resemble him.
He also didn't tell Peter Graves to put the bomb on, which was pretty important there. Because he had a lot of skin rashes that Peter Graves and Greg Morris would tell him to put the bomb on. No, he'd tell him not to put the bomb on. How about The Matrix here?
You hear that, Mr. Anderson? That is the sound of inevitability. It is the sound of your death. Goodbye, Mr. Anderson.
The actor Hugo Weaving. There he is, Agent Smith from The Matrix. He was in Lord of the Rings movies. Always enjoyed his work. He's 65 today. Hugo Weaving, Terry.
Hugo Weaving.
You know Agent Smith?
No.
Mr. Anderson, do you know The Matrix?
I did not see The Matrix.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry, I need to watch it. I really do.
Hugo Weaving.
You're a medical doctor and you're living an absurd fantasy as an actor. It's time to get real.
Wow. It's tough talk, but I like it. You're saying land a major film.
I'm saying get your medical license back.
Well, this is
David Cross, if you watched Arrested Development, and if you didn't, you should have, because the show is hilarious. The guy who played Tobias Funk, weren't sure what side of the ledger he was on. He was married to what's-her-name, blonde.
Who's what's-her-name?
David Cross. The one that was with Ellen. I can't remember what her name is.
Portia de Rossi.
Yeah, Portia. Portia de Rossi was on that show, and he was married to her. So, I don't know, something happened there. But David Cross is 61.
You have no idea what you're dealing with.
Shakespeare in the Park?
Doth mother know you weareth her drapes?
Robert Downey Jr., Tony Stark, Iron Man. Have you watched?
I loved Robert Downey Jr.
In what movie?
He was
as Iron Man, or
no? In his
Tropic
early,
Thunder.
In his earlier little love movies. What's it? The one with Ione Skye.
What Only You?
Yeah, Only You, and then there was another one that was really good. It had a hit song.
Of course, he was
In
Sherlock,
Your Eyes.
Sherlock Holmes, too. Oh, with Peter Gabriel. Peter Gabriel song.
He was in a million. What a talent he is.
He was when he was young, was he kind of a Brat Packer or
yes.
not? He was in that.
Yeah, he was. Yep, that was that whole time.
Tony Stark is 60, and again, he's going to be playing Dr. Doom. In the next big Marvel's group up, family up, get ready, group up and team up movie.
I'm waiting for him to come out with the Scooby-Doo movie.
Why would he be in that?
Just the they keep redoing all these comic book movies.
Well, that
movies
is true,
and,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Eventually it'll be Scooby-Doo.
So he's 60.
Get back the watch. You talking to me, little girl?
Yeah, blimp. And if you don't give it back, you're going to be wearing your face on the back of your head.
And you're going to do it, huh?
What do you want me to move first? He knows he is.
Hey, when you go to Eastland Girls School for Girls, you don't mess with Joe Polnicek.
Joe.
Remember Joe?
Yes,
from
absolutely.
Facts of Life?
Yep, yep.
Her and Blair never got along, but then it was always kind of soft, and I'd get a little misty then when they would get along. Or like one would stand up for the other. Wouldn't you?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Nancy McKeon.
That was a good show.
It was a good show. You take the good, you take the bad. Nancy McKeon, some good, some bad. She's 59. And our rapper of the day today is Currency.
Currency.
Of course, Currency is misspelled. I don't know if rappers just can't spell or they like to mix it up just to be original. And you know, they call that branding these days.
Yep.
Rapper Currency.
Currency.
C-U-R-R-E-N-S-Y.
Of course. 44
today, Terry.
44. Wow. He's a young one.
Terry.
Oh, you're ready. Okay. These artists or these celebrities are all would have had birthdays today. Hall of Fame blues artist Muddy Waters, born in 1915. And I have to throw this in. Everett Smithson.
Hang on.
It's not working. Do you have it? What's the matter? Isn't that it?
I had a prepared list for you.
Muddy Waters. Oh, okay. Well, sorry. Anyway, Muddy Waters. Everett Smithson, a local artist here, played with Muddy Waters. So that's kind of cool.
Good to know.
Yes. Actress and voice talent Benaderet, born in 1906.
Benaderet.
I can't right now. How do you want your egg this morning?
Congratulations, Betty. You are a mother.
That's not funny, Barney.
Well, look.
Huh?
Can you do a Betty Rubble laugh? Hey, that's pretty good. I can do a Barney laugh. No, I can't.
That was close. She was Betty Rubble, of course, on the Flintstones, and she was also Petticoat Junction. And the Beverly Hillbillies. She always seemed like a sweet lady. But
she
I
was
didn't
Kate.
Know
she was Kate. She ran the boarding house or whatever that was.
Yeah.
At Petticoat Junction,
I didn't
right?
know that's how you said her. I
didn't know either. I'm just guessing. Benaderet.
Yeah. Actor David White. I love this man. Born in 1916.
I've never had a day spoiled by an attractive woman.
Oh, Mr. Dave.
As a matter of fact, I've often told Darren he should be glad he has such a charming mother-in-law.
Oh.
You should meet Louise's mother. A real witch.
It happens in the best of families.
How ironic is that, right? With Endora?
He's best remembered for his role, of course, as Larry Tate on Bewitched. What a great character. Always stealing the other sales reps' ideas, and he always had the highball. Award-winning poet Maya Angelou, born in 1928.
Very nice.
Actor Anthony Perkins, born in 1932.
Please, Mother.
No, I will not hide in the fruit cellar. You think I'm fruity, huh? I'm staying right here. This is my room, and no one will drag me out of it. Least of all, my big, bold son.
They'll come now, Mother. He came after the girl, and now someone will come after him.
You gotta go to the cellar because you are a smelly, rotting corpse.
Ugh. What a creepy movie. Actor Anthony Perkins, born in 1932. He starred, of course, in Psycho. Former Major League Baseball Commissioner A. Bartlett Giamatti. Born in 1938.
The banishment for life of Pete Rose from baseball is the sad end of a sorry episode.
So he died like 2 days after he made that announcement.
Yep, died just
Pete Rose, you're
right
gone,
after.
And now I'm gone.
Yep, but not forgotten.
Not forgotten.
Actor Heath Ledger, born in 1979.
Those mouthfuls want you gone so they can get back to the way things were. But I know the truth. There's no going back. You've changed things. Forever.
Then why do you want to kill me?
I don't want to kill you. What would I do without you?
So if you're going to go out and your last role, Heath Ledger picked a pretty good one. And boy, did he nail that role.
As
the Joker.
As an actor, I don't think I'd ever play that role. It's like really creepy.
Two of my favorite laughs, Betty Rubble and the Joker.
Oh, yeah. The real one?
The Cesar Romero.
Yeah, Cesar Romero.
Version of the Joker, of course.
Well, Heath Ledger, best known for playing the Joker in The Dark Knight. His other credits include Casanova, Brokeback Mountain.
Oh, yeah. Neil's favorite.
The remake of Ned Kelly, The Order, Four Feathers, A Knight's Tale, 10 Things I Hate About You, The Patriot, and Monsters Ball.
You kind of read his whole filmography there.
Yeah, I didn't realize he was in that many movies.
Neil's staff forgot one. Master the Flugelhorn. Hugh Mascella.
Masekela.
See, there you go. So you know that one. I know Benaderet. You know Masekela. There is another E in there. Masekela. There's another syllable. Grazing in the grass. Yep. Terry, can you dig it? I think I can dig it.
I don't think I could play it, but I did play trumpet in high school. Very poorly.
Nice work of the cowbell here.
You just don't have enough of that in songs, do you?
You Massacala, 1939. Now, certainly.
They're all gone, but not forgot.
Would you, what?
You kind of just blurted it out.
I know that was unfortunate here, wasn't it?
Yeah, don't you want a
probably
little...
Probably shouldn't do that.
A little.
They're all gone, but not forgotten.
There it is.
Let's have Neil do it. Would you like to start a Bob-a-thon with Bellamy Brothers, Let Your Love Flow, George Strait, Wrapped, or Sammy Kershaw, Queen of My Double Wide Trailer?
I want the first one.
Which was what? Oh, Let Your Love Flow.
W2PM, Princeton.